To be beautiful is to be healthy. It's time for Beauty Inside Out with hosts Lisa Davis and the star of the show, David Pollack.
You know, a lot of people have been talking about Angelina Jolie's decision about doing the preventative double mastectomy, David, and I'm so excited today to have the wonderful actress and documentary filmmaker Liliana Komorowska. Today she's going to be talking about her wonderful, provocative, raw, and touching documentary, Beauty and the Breast. Hello, Liliana. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you very much.
Thank you for being
Liliana,
with us.
It was so lovely having you. I loved hearing it from Soroya and Valerie and Pamela and the different women in the film. And one of the things that a woman named Amba said that I think is so key is she said that you really need to listen to your intuition and to always get a second opinion. Because, for example, some of the women in the film were told they just had a harmless cyst. Talk to us about what it was like working with these women and why this film is so important.
Well, for me, it is an incredible opportunity because I'm a woman in prime time. As you know, being after 50, you suddenly start asking yourself these questions, and I've never really did. So I felt very ignorant when a woman came to me and presented herself saying that I'm just going through breast cancer and I'm 40 years old. And I looked at her and I said, no, this is not possible, because I really thought that being already striked with a breast cancer is sort of like a sentence, you know, in a way. And yet this woman was so amazing. That was Soraya. She came to me with a little hard disk saying that I didn't know what to do with myself when I was in the chemo ward, so I decided to do little interviews. And when I looked at it, I looked at her and I said, well, this is so inspiring that this woman came out and wanted to search for somebody who would bring further her message. And her message was that no matter what the life, what kind of adversity it comes and you face, you are able to go through it, and the chemo, when the doctor tells you to do it, you've got to do it. So for her, the most important message was, because her father died of prostate cancer because he didn't go through chemo. He was too scared of that. So I took that message and I said to myself, well, I am ignorant enough not to pose myself questions saying that after women after 50, they are at the highest risk of getting the breast cancer, and my both mothers died of cancer, ovarian. So I said, no, I've got to go further. And I went into the story of this woman who introduced me to Lucy, who introduced me to Wendy, who introduced me to doctors, who introduced me to Amba. And that way, we have 9 characters with one diagnosis that try through this film to find a new life, a different life from the one that they had before.
Wow.
And that's very, for me, that was inspiring because I needed something that would be so meaningful in my life at that point, and I needed more knowledge, and I needed insightful knowledge. And I was so privileged to find these women who wanted to talk to me and these women who I could give the voice. And so now, today, we're richer by having these 9 wonderful women telling their stories and saying how they survived, went through, lived with, and live with the consequences of having the breast cancer.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful film, and I think it's so important when women could come together and share their stories. And I love the title, Beauty and the Breast. You know, beauty is so important to women, and the breast is such an integral part of us and part of our femininity and our sexuality. Talk to us about the way the women dealt with when they had the loss of the breast and what you found in the film.
Well, I've never been able to back away from a challenge, and that was the biggest challenge, because when a woman comes to you and she needs to talk about the most intimate moments in their lives, which is, you know, the moments of the devastation of what the breast cancer can do to you, it takes time to open up, and it takes time to befriend and to become the intimate part of her world. And because I'm an actress and because I'm an emotional human being, I could create a little faster the solidarity between the women that I have met. And they opened themselves up to the degree that Valerie, one of the characters, she said, Liliana, do you want to see? I said, would you like to show not just me but the whole world your bare-chested And she said, yes, and, you know, there was no breast there. And she said, and I am not one inch less of a woman without the breasts than I was with the breasts. So it's only that the society puts on us that that feeling, that, image of a woman with breasts, women with her, that they're not women after that. But it's not true. Wendy and Valerie and Amba and all these women that I have, they prove to me that the interior strength that you have and the inner happiness, the inner love that you have for yourself is at one point more important than parts of your body that need to go, because that beast install itself in these parts, and these parts need to go, and then you are not one inch less of a woman afterwards. And as beautiful as this film and the and their portrayal and their interviews and their words of wisdom are, and they enriched me for life, I hope that they will touch every single person who will see that film further. And I was very, very, very touched by Wendy and by Valerie when they showed me the scars. And they said that they learned more, and that today they are better women. Valerie is an advocate of the breast cancer. She does a lot of fundraisers, and she's the one who says, if I was meant to be and my life was saved, I want to save more people's lives. And for me, I took that message, and I thought that this film can save more lives, because it's important to see that, and important to feel what's going on with your own body, and to, you know, to give yourself a privilege of having a long and healthy life starts with your own self-diagnosis. Every once a month under the shower, it starts there, and listening to your body, to the signs. Very important.
Okay. And what you're saying is huge. I mean, we've talked about this in the past, Lisa and I, because every woman is beautiful, and the media portrays that they must look a certain way. And what's more important is the health and the inner, seeing the inner beauty. But let me ask, what you're saying, I mean, I'm touched by it. I would love for every woman I know to see your movie. How can our listeners get to see your movie? How can they see it?
Well, first of all, the closest ever is the Awareness Film Festival that is happening in Santa Monica, actually this week and on Saturday on the 28th at 3:30 on Santa Monica in one of the cinemas. There is going to be a showing of Beauty and the Breast. You can tap on the Awareness Film Festival, and you'll see the date, and you can go come and see. That's the first showing just around your area. And okay, right after, in October, we are going to have a big launching. Vision Films Distribution decided to take that film into the U.S. market, and it's going to be on VOD. It's going to be in theaters as well, but on VOD platforms and all the other platforms on television that you can see, Beauty and the Breast is going to be there, starting with mid-October.
We're going to do more than that. I'm going to tell you, we're going to follow up after the show, and I'm going to stay in touch with you, because we're going to put up links up for our listeners and help you promote this, because what you're saying is too important, and it applies to every single one of our listeners, because hopefully a lot of our listeners have not had to fight this battle, but all of us, at least, if you haven't fought this battle, you at least know somebody who has. So I applaud you for what you're doing. We're running out of time today, but we're going to follow up with you. I want to thank you for joining us. Our listeners, we're going to invite you to go to RadioMD.com. And look for the links, because this is an important message to get out. I'm David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis. You're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Our guest today is Liliana Komorowska, forgive me, and she has produced a movie, Beauty and the Breast. So I thank you for joining us today. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Stay beautiful and stay healthy.